Scat Man Onomatopoeia.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Scapadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoobadoob
Yep.
Number one, of course, goes to Cell on the Web. I'm Drew. I'm joined here with Geet.
Yes, that would be me.
That's Geet. And who else is in this Discord?
It's me, Cass, from Hellsite.
The Hellsite.
Yeah.
The one and only. Everyone's favorite Hellsite.
We got a lot of great posters from Hellsite.
Mm-hmm. But the most important one is Cass. And they've joined us today. And we're going to talk about some recipes. Do y'all cook? Do y'all like to cook?
A little bit.
I occasionally cook.
A little
like,
bit?
In the morning, I'll make some oatmeal because I'm hungry.
Mm.
And then occasionally I will, I'm more into, like, baking.
Right.
To be honest.
Okay.
Wait, are we doing just, does it have to be cooking, or is it just anything to do with cuisine here? What's the go?
Whatever you're just whipping in the kitchen, sort of chefing up.
Okay.
You know? How about you, Cass? You chefed up anything recently?
Oh, no, not recently. I've been really lazy.
Yeah, it do be like that.
Yeah, especially with, like, the quarantine and stuff. Boom, immediately dating this episode again.
It doesn't matter. We're all going to be in quarantine for the next 20 years.
So. Yeah, exactly. Like, this is just life from now on, so it's not going to be dated at all, actually.
Yeah, this is actually going to be our most timeless episode. And, like, our grandchildren will be listening to this and be like, ha, 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 we're in quarantine. Well, today...
Actually, I think the grandchildren will be like, wait... There was a time when they weren't in quarantine? There was a time when the quarantine was new?
The before times. Anyways, we've come today to talk about our favorite hobby. We all love cooking a lot.
Yes.
I watched like 5 episodes of the Great British Baking Show back to back, so I think that qualifies me as a chef.
Yes.
I would let Paul Hollywood run over me with a freight train, and we're just gonna move swiftly past that. And into some recipes. We've been sent some recipes by our delectable friend, Michael, who is at 2VealCutlets on Mastodon, at radical.town. He has sent us several recipes from an old cookbook called, I believe, The Garlic Lovers... Hold on, let me find the title. Yeah, The Garlic Lovers Cookbook.
I don't think I've ever had garlic. Maybe in a recipe, but like, you know,
wait, is this like a bit?
No, like, there's a lot of things I've not done or had. Like, I maybe have as an ingredient, but like off the top of my head, I can't think of just having garlic. You know what I mean?
What?
You've never like taken a giant like a clove of garlic and just eaten the cloves like grapes?
Nah.
You know? Okay. Highly recommend it.
You've never had one of your manservants dangle it above your open mouth while you drape yourself across a throne?
No.
Unparalleled, I would say. The height of delicacy.
But no, like, just in general, I'm trying to think. What are some popular garlic dishes?
Anything Italian. Any Italian food ever.
Yeah.
Garlic bread.
Oh, yeah,
pastas.
That's it. I'm a fucking dumbass. I forgot about that. It's in the freaking name.
It's all coming out today that Cass actually has garlic amnesia, where just anytime...
I have amnesia. I don't remember anything. I'm not going to remember this.
I've been sipping on about 3 to 4 gallons of dumb bitch juice per day, so I've been forgetting everything. But we're going to be... From the Garlic Lovers Cookbook, which is great, because it's from around the 1950s or 60s, I want to say, which is when white people started discovering spices. And so we finally got some, they didn't know what to do with them yet. And they've really got some, these are all recipes that have less than a paragraph of instructions.
Yeah.
And I'd like to direct you all first to the soups page. All of these will be in the show notes, by the way.
Oh, hell yes.
But just, do any of these soups, these delicious soups, sort of stick out to y'all?
I think all of them do.
Beer. First thing I see here is beer. We're gonna drink some beer soup.
Yes, iced beer soup.
Yeah, so, Geet, would you mind giving us a rundown of the ingredients on iced beer soup?
Hell yes. So it's 3/4 cup of pumpernickel crumbs, 2 teaspoons of sugar, 1/8 teaspoon of cinnamon, 3/4 teaspoon of grated lemon rind, 2 teaspoons of lemon juice, 1.5 cups of cold water, 1.5 cups of white wine, and 3 cups of beer.
So, to call this a soup is generous.
That is a cocktail, not a soup.
And it even says put it in a cocktail shaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just about to, Cass, this isn't exactly a, it's not a novel, these instructions. Would you mind just sort of reading us these instructions?
So we've got to take everything that Geet just said, and we combine that into a cocktail shaker. We just shake that vigorously, and put that in the... All we've got to do is throw all this shit in the cocktail shaker, shake it, put it in the fridge, and then when you're ready, you're done. Shake it again. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you gotta shake it again before serving. Can't forget the shake it again before serving. All 6 portions.
Because literally, as soon as you set this down, all of the breadcrumbs are going directly to the bottom. Like, instantly.
Yeah.
Like, there's no...
have to shake it while drinking it, just to get an even distribution of breadcrumbs.
You see, there's 6 portions. The thing is, there's one, you know, the top 1%. We always hear about the 1%, the 99%. The real 1% is the person who gets the 6th portion with all the crumbs in it.
Yeah.
The height of decadency, just sort of sitting there with a mouthful of wet, alcoholic pumpernickel breadcrumbs.
Yes, your beer bread.
I just... It's awesome to me that it says approximate yield 6 portions, because that implies that whoever makes this has 5 friends. Which is impossible, that you can have 5 people in your house at the same time and also the desire to make this.
Well, actually, hang on, here's another theory. Mm-hmm. They made 6 portions.
Oh fuck.
And they just kept them all to themselves.
Oh shit.
And they spread it out over the week. And they also kept Sunday as the one day where they didn't have it, because that is the Lord's
Day. That's God's Day, right? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Which, that is the most 60s thing. Yeah.
It was just, I'm gonna slurp down wet, cold breadcrumbs every day. Yeah, because
bread's the body of Christ, and it's like the preparation.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And wine is the blood of Christ. Yeah. And it's white wine, because as we all know, Jesus was white. So, according to the 60s, that's the most Christian beverage, actually.
That is real Jesus juice.
I put some dead air in there just so that when you get canceled, I'm not taken along with you at your Jesus is white comments. Whenever the cancel cops come for you, I am scot-free. But...
I as soon as I started my Discord server, I was like, okay, this is sealing my fate.
Thank God. It's less a Discord server as it is, like, a dossier of all of the word crimes you've committed.
Yeah, yeah. Like, me insinuating that coleslaw is just a mix of cabbage and cum? Yeah, that should have gotten me canceled long ago.
Oh, I didn't like any of those. You put words together and I hated all of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't remember if that bit actually, like, was started by me or by my ex. So if it was started by my ex, that definitely should be a cancelable bit. But if it was started by me, hell no. That is a very defensible bit.
Right, absolutely. Well, we...
It's Schrodinger's cancellation.
A non-Euclidean cancellation.
Yeah.
It's not quite solid, not quite liquid. It sort of adapts to the space that it's in. Yeah, I mean, we've started off strong with iced beer soup. I really hope you're cooking along with us. We've all got big cups of it right here, right, fellas?
Yeah.
I do not, because as a minor, I cannot... As a minor, I cannot do an alcohol.
I didn't even consider that.
Actually, that's the real thing that's going to get me canceled, being a minor on the internet.
Me too, but mostly because I'm a minor, like the profession.
Yeah. No, I think that's true proletariat.
True there. Proletarianism is me in the post mines every day.
Yeah. So that's gonna get you, like, reverse canceled. Like, whatever the opposite of that is.
I'm gonna be sort of raised onto an ethical dais. So, we're looking at the soups page. And my eyes are drawn to one in particular. Cass, would you like to hazard a guess as to which one it is?
Is it the cold buttermilk soup?
It is the cold buttermilk soup. And it's awful because here's the thing, right? Whenever you read cold buttermilk soup, right? You're like, obviously this is going to be bad. Like, you know this isn't going to be good. But at the first ingredient, they hit you with the world's biggest curveball. Immediately. So you're thinking, like, all right, I guess it's going to be, like, buttermilk and, like, I don't know.
Or
like,
cold.
It's going to be, yeah, maybe some spices, maybe some, like, salt and pepper, like lettuce or something. Like, yeah. What are they going to mix this in?
Well, actually, hang on. Actually, I would not expect it to be buttermilk as the first ingredient because, like the last one, iced beer soup, they saved the namesake for the very end.
Right. I mean, that's another thing that I didn't touch on with the iced beer soup is they hit you immediately with the curveball. They hit you with pumpernickel crumbs and you're instantly thrown off balance in the, like, tightrope walk of reading these recipes. But if we go to the cold buttermilk soup, Cass, would you mind reading me out these ingredients?
So first up, we have 1/2 pound shrimps, cooked and chopped. So that's a lot more preparation already.
You've got to have access to heat, which I'm assuming no one reading this book does.
And also, this is meant to be cold. So we're just going to cook them, you know, to make them edible, but then we just wait for it to cool down.
Yeah. But it's like a delicious ceviche.
Of course, couldn't have white food without 1/2 medium-sized cucumber. Finally dies.
Oh, got a nice cuke right there for us.
A tablespoon of minced fresh dill.
Thank God. You know what? I was reading this buttermilk soup recipe, and I was thinking it doesn't look like it's going to taste enough like a pickle. So I'm really glad they added that.
A tablespoon of... Okay, I know that I said I've cooked before, but I don't know the terminology here. What do they mean by prepared mustard? Do you know?
My assumption would be, like, mustard is a seed, right? And so, I assume they mean, like, you're getting the Frank's yellow mustard out of the fridge. Like, it's not... There's no culinary aspect to this. You're not gonna add, like, the delicate flavors of mustard seed. This is the yellow shit. And it's going in the buttermilk.
This is French's mustard, like, the pure essence.
French's not mustard. Frank's. Frank's is the hot sauce.
Yeah, Frank's red hot mustard.
And then we've got two contradictory ingredients right after that.
Yeah. So, what goes with salt, traditionally?
Yeah, and then, you know, you get the pepper out, but you don't.
Yeah, because...
You're moving your hand past the pepper shaker, and instead you're grabbing...
sugar. Because we're doing the old, you know, we're doing the old Skittles and the M&Ms, we're doing the old Coke and Pepsi all in one. Looks the same. Just go for it.
And so... Oh, yeah. And then we've got our final ingredient, for its namesake, 1 quart of buttermilk.
Hell yes. Finally.
So I love this recipe. And I would like to take you through sort of my thought process. How many stages of grief is it? 7? 5? We're gonna call it 5.
It's 5 out of 7.
All right, score. I'm going through all of them, but so right off the bat,
new stages of grief.
Yeah, I'm reading shrimp. I'm already upset. I'm reading cucumber. We're like kind of bringing me back, but I'm like, again, this is just gonna sink to the bottom. Like, none of these things are light and will float in a liquid, like what happens in soup. So I'm like, we're just gonna have a quart of buttermilk with a cucumber and a shrimp buried under it. And after that, I'm looking at the, you know, the spices, and I'm not really thinking about it at this point. My brain is sort of repressing the reading of the recipe. And then a teaspoon of salt and a teaspoon of sugar. That's like a 2-fingered pinch of each. what the fuck is that gonna do in a quart of buttermilk? Like, buttermilk is so strong. Like, that's not gonna change the flavor at all.
Yeah.
You're just adding steps to make it feel like you're cooking instead of creating sin.
You know, I actually really like the comparison you made with the five stages of grief, because I'm looking at them right now, and it lines up fucking perfectly. Like, with the half-pound shrimps and the half of a medium-sized cucumber, I was in denial.
I was like, this isn't real. Yeah. This is a joke.
Yeah. And then one tablespoon minced fresh dill and the mustard. I was angry. And then the salt, there was bargaining. Like, you know, maybe it could be good. I don't know. They at least have the sense to add some salt to this whole mess. And then depression, salt and sugar. What the hell?
And then
acceptance. They finally got to buttermilk. Might as well try it.
They didn't even line up buttermilk. Like, it stands out. You're forced to look at it separate to everything else.
Yeah, because the margins are fucked
throughout.
Yeah. Oh my god. I didn't even notice.
That was a nightmare. I hated all of it. So we're gonna click off of our good friends at the soups. And where do y'all want to go next? Do y'all want to go to desserts, or do you want to go to cakes? Or do you want to go to meats?
Honestly, all of those sound good.
Mm. Okay. You're still optimistic. You've read cold beer and buttermilk soup, and you're still holding out hope for this, huh?
Oh yeah, I always hold out hope in most situations in life.
All right.
Has not worked out well for me quite a few times, but I still do it because I am a fool.
Maybe this time it'll happen. Cass, would you mind reading the third recipe on meats? Just the title.
Okay, let's see what we have here. Meat shortcake.
That's the one. So how are you feeling, Keith? Are you still hopeful?
I'm still, yeah. I think it could be. It depends on what type of meat they use.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, we've all heard of beefcakes, so maybe it's like that.
Yeah. Maybe it's like before they found out how to do meatloaf, like before they really worked out all the everything with that.
Okay, okay.
It was like a prototype of meatloaf. And they're like, no, this isn't as good as it could be. Let's just keep working with it.
Okay. Well, that's awesome that you still have some hope. So I would like... who'd like to read out the ingredients for this one?
I'm... literally anyone. Probably. I don't know. I can if y'all want me to.
Do it, Keith. Get in there. Read.
Okay. Hell yeah. As the most optimistic, I probably should be the one reading this.
Like a coy lover, they've left the meat to the end.
Yes, yes. It's...
And they hit you with that classic garlic lover's cookbook curveball at the beginning.
Also, can we just... Hang on a second. Garlic lover's cookbook. I've not seen a single goddamn clove of garlic in this whole cookbook.
No, I've been looking.
I've not looked...
Maybe it's an unspoken rule. You're just meant to add it to everything.
Just, unlike the introduction, it's like, let it be said, you're supposed to fuck this up with garlic.
Yeah, we're meant to get our beer and not only put the bread in it, but also some garlic.
Sorry, you just made me physically ill.
Maybe this is a different cookbook, because actually reading the posts between you and two veal cutlets, they said that the one garlic lover's cookbook that they have won't scan in right.
Oh fuck, we've been had.
Yeah,
it's too late. I've already put the garlic in the beer, man.
The garlic's in. So read the ingredients for meat shortcake, Geet.
Okay. Yes, sorry to throw that big old curveball. Question the very existence of our reality.
Now I'm gonna look like a fool on national TV.
Yes.
On Christmas.
This is actually, of all the people that are going to get canceled from this very episode
it's
of the podcast, it's going to be you for getting
it's
the
me.
Title of the cookbook wrong.
Oh, shit.
And also, like most books, or actually, no, most books have, like, the title of the book at the top.
This one does not. I don't appreciate that.
No, it's just this is meats. And then in what's in brackets next to meats?
Leftover meats.
These are not prime cuts. These are
they're leftover. They've been sitting out. They're kind of gross. They probably have some sort of disease from sitting out for too long in the 41 to 135 degree range. That's the danger zone according to the Nevada health test.
Yeah, after you've gone to your local Tesco's and just scrounged around in the dumpster there, just kind of pick up whatever old saran wrapped meats you can find and just bring them on down. Put them in this meat shortcake. So tell me about the shortcake, Geet.
Okay, yes, sorry. I have stalled long enough.
Enough foreplay, get into it.
Yes. Half recipe baking powder biscuits.
All right, I'm going to have to stop you immediately.
Okay.
You're done. Just make the biscuits. You don't have to do the rest of this. You should
No, but then the old grandma comes in from Wendy's and goes, "Where's the beef?"
Yeah.
Kill her. Exactly. Kill the grandma. Just eat the biscuits. You don't have to do any of this. To anyone reading this cookbook, the preface should just be, you don't have to. You can make one of our good things.
Yeah. The baking powder biscuits.
Okay.
It's on page 114, which we do not have.
We don't have. It doesn't exist.
So we can't... all we know is it's biscuits with baking powder.
I'm gonna assume it's fucking packed with garlic.
It's the baking powder sprinkled on top, is my question about the baking powder biscuits. You know, sort of like how sometimes, like, powdered sugar will be sprinkled on top of something. Usually something more sweet in nature, like a dessert of some sort.
But this time we get the metallic taste of baking powder.
Yes. Alright. That's how I'm envisioning the baking powder biscuits.
Alright, so we're starting with a half recipe of those.
Yes, and then 1.5 cups of medium white sauce from page 91, which we also do not have.
My stage name, by the way, is Medium White Sauce.
Yes. And then, here's my favorite part. Butter.
No,
there's
amount.
No measurement.
Just fucking
just the whole thing.
However much butter you can fucking get your hands on.
Yes.
I'm talking, break into Costco at night and just get it all. Put it in here.
It's the reason that they didn't put the measurement is because... they knew that there would not be a number large enough to comprehend how much butter there is in this recipe. It is all of the butter in the world.
A cubic kilometer of butter. All right.
The whole recipe is actually just butter. Everything else is just to include the illusion of a real recipe.
Mm-hmm. This is supposed to make people feel like they're cooking.
Yes.
So after butter, what do we have?
The next thing is a half cup of leftover gravy.
Not proper gravy.
Like we mentioned with the leftover meats, this is not the good stuff. What? It's been sitting out. It's been in that 40 to 135 degree range where your food could kill you theoretically.
It's full of foul diseases.
It's got salmonella. It's got all of the other food diseases that I don't know the names of off the top of my head.
It's got E. coli. It's got listeria. It's got COVID?
Oh.
That's right. We're bringing it back.
Pull again. Instantly dating the podcast for temporary popularity.
I love half a cup of leftover gravy for two reasons. One... it is, again, just like a self-defeating recipe. Like, it's like they're already not expecting the ingredients to be fresh or, like good. They're expecting it to have, like, separated, like, the oils on top and, like, it's not tasty anymore and it's kind of lumpy. It's like, to specify that it should be left over, like, if I'm making my meat shortcake, my Thursday night meat shortcake, do I have to make something with gravy on Wednesday? Or can I just make the gravy on Thursday?
By definition, every recipe in this book, you can't have it be good.
Right, but then the other assumption is that they just assume that you have gravy and it is left over. Like, they're just assuming that gravy exists in your house right now that is left over. And it's just, I don't know about y'all. Like, I live in the South. This is, like, gravy central. I almost never have gravy on hand.
Yeah, because you've, like, as someone who used to live in the South, you don't have leftover gravy because after you make gravy, you eat it all.
Mm-hmm. Or it's
maybe,
just, you don't make it a lot. Yeah. Like,
yeah, true. Like, the only time I really have gravy is whenever I go to my grandparents' house.
Right, but of course, it. Cass, you've got a fridge full of gravy right now, right?
Yeah, this has already made references to meals that have come before, and the reason is, this might just be like a choose-your-own-adventure book. The previous recipe had gravy, and it said, use some of this, but keep it. We got something for you
put
later.
Put this in your pocket. Put this in your pocket, it'll be helpful later.
And then you come to this page, and you're like, oh, this is it.
Fuck. If you still have that gravy in your pocket, turn to page 270 for a sticky surprise. Okay, so a half cup leftover gravy. What's next?
2 teaspoons of... Fuck.
Say it. Do it.
Come Worcestershire on. Sauce?
That's close enough.
That is the best anyone has ever gotten.
I always just call it the big W.
W sauce.
Uh-huh. Again, this is not an amount... Like, 2 teaspoons of Worcestershire sauce is not enough to flavor anything in this. Like, yeah. Like, you're looking at 1.5 cups of whatever the fuck medium white sauce is. You're looking at a exponential curve of butter. Like, no amount of Worcestershire sauce is going to make this have flavor. It's not...
Yeah. Like, that... I could put that amount in my coffee tomorrow, and, like, I would not be able to notice it.
Right. It's a completely useless amount. It's like, it's barely going to counteract the metallic taste of those baking powder biscuits.
Yeah. It's, like, enough to where you don't get any of the flavor, but, like, whatever, like, calories or whatever, whatever negative health benefits from it, you get that.
It's just enough to put the toxins into your body.
Yeah. It's enough to make your piss slightly less clear.
Thank God. But as we've established last time, 2020, keep your piss clear.
Yes, you're not in the clear until your piss is clear.
This is our only campaign. Is it staying clear?
Yes.
So
I
then...
I wish we could have started this podcast back in 2016, so we could have called it 20 Piss Team.
That would have been good. A nice little McElroy really year name.
Yeah.
Bit.
Yes. Of course. You know, they really, like, got fucked over with that bit once 2020 hit.
Yeah.
Like, what was their name for 2020? I don't even remember.
It's
like,
it's 20 Funny, Fill Your Life with Laughter and Love.
See, that barely rhymes. Like, all of the other years, they even made 2017 rhyme better than that one.
20 Serpentine?
Yeah.
No, I really liked one of the suggestions that kind of got swept over under the rug, which was 20 Honey, Back to Beesness.
Yeah, that was a good one.
But we're not here to talk about the McElroys. We're here to talk about meat shortcake. Yes. Slap it down at the end. That was me slapping 2 cups cooked beef, veal, or lamb.
Yes. I love the or there. If I were to make this, I would say, fuck you, cookbook. I'm doing 2 cups each.
6 cups of meat.
Yes.
Unrivaled quantities of meat in this shortcake.
Yes. That's actually the Joe Rogan diet. Just each meal, it's 2 cups of meat.
Oh, Jesus Christ. First Joe Rogan, or first Jordan Peterson, now Joe Rogan. We're hitting all the greats on...
Yeah.
Scabadidoo-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Yes. On Scatman Onomatopoeia. Ever since starting this podcast, I have gotten a lot better at spelling the word onomatopoeia.
I'm so good at it now. I don't even have to look it up anymore. I feel so proud of myself.
I don't have to even think about it.
So, Cass, would you read us some of these instructions? These are our longest instructions. This is like 5 sentences.
Okay.
But still, what they do not have are times. They don't have like, true, like what fuck, stuff I should look that. Like. They don't have like any of the components of recipe instructions.
Well,
there are no pictures in this book.
In defense of no this pictures. Book, it's expected that you've already made the white sauce, so you should know what it's like.
And that the gravy you have on hand.
Yeah.
You've got that in your pocket from page 22.
You don't need to know any of the times. We've got the, you know, we've got a Jedi Force connection here. You know what's up when you're making this. So, we got to prepare the biscuits and bake as directed just before serving. Split and spread with butter. So that's where that comes in. So now I'm just imagining, you know, the big piles. Yeah, we've got just mountains on top of these biscuits. We then prepare like a, the white
like
a, sauce.
Like the...
Oh, you go on.
You know the, like, the Arby's meat mountain?
Yeah.
Which is just, like, a cartoonish pile of beef with two tiny buns.
It is... It truly is a meat mountain.
I'm imagining that, but with butter, and that's what the biscuits look like.
Well, since we got six cups of meat, that might also come into play here, but anyways. We gotta prepare white sauce and stir that in the gravy and the Worcestershire sauce, and bring that to a boil, adding milk or water if too thick. Is there a such thing?
So they're already assuming, like, we've fucked this up. This recipe is wrong, and it's not gonna end up, it's gonna be too thick. So, Wiz, this is already fucked. You need to add something to this, because it is probably gonna not turn out like we said it should.
I like to imagine
that. But they don't say what consistency it should be.
Well, it says to add that if it's too thick, so surely not thick.
But how... It's like... no one has ever eaten a meat shortcake before. No one who even made this book has eaten a meat shortcake. So how am I supposed to know what consistency the sauce is going to be? Is it going to be, like, very... It's not going to be thick, apparently, or at least not too thick. But, like, what should it be?
Here is my theory. This was just a bot-generated cookbook.
This is like...
And which would explain the lack of measurements for butter. And the lack of, like, descriptions for consistency was... That was just a fluke in the bot, you know?
I'm thinking that's the plot of the next Terminator movie. Skynet has decided, you know, they've sent back the Terminators, like, I don't know, fucking 20 times now. Nothing's happened because of Sarah Connor. The only way to defeat Sarah Connor or whatever those movies are about is to make Skynet create... recipes and go back in time to kill people by eating the recipes
to feed them to Sarah Connor until she dies.
No, they just hope she picks up the cookbook and is like, oh, this sounds good, but it's just the worst, and it'll kill her
on her ninth cold beer soup, just weeping. Anyways, so we've made the sauce, we've added milk or water because it was too thick. Could bounce a quarter off that sauce before we...
Yeah. To call it a sauce is really... That is the true crime.
Stir the abomination.
I couldn't even get my fork into it. Like, it just was not a sauce.
You couldn't get lost in it.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I couldn't get lost in the sauce. Yeah, exactly. Because it was originally, right, it was thick, it was nice, I could sink into it, explore a little bit, but then they added milk and now I can see all of the sauce. So Cass, why don't you hit us with the next instructions, because this next sentence gets a little bit sensual.
We've got to add the meat and the heat thoroughly.
Mm-hmm. But then, can you read this, like, really close to your mic, like, ASMR style?
For how long? Just the next sentence, or?
Yeah, just sort of, you know, stop it when they talk about the garnish.
Okay. To serve, cover bottom halves of buttered hot biscuits with creamed meat. Place other halves on top and cover with remaining creamed meat.
Fucking slap it on there. If less meat is used, garnish with two hard cooked eggs. Well, hold the fuck on. You didn't mention eggs in this recipe
between this and the sauce. I like to imagine they were writing this recipe as they were making it, and they were like, shit, gotta add this in.
if
this
less
is just
meat...
further proof that it's a bot-generated recipe.
And they're just assuming that, like, you didn't fucking follow the instructions. Like, if less meat, like, if you didn't use the amount of meat we told, just fucking, I don't know, put some eggs on it. What a disaster.
You know, maybe they're trying to, like, not necessarily go vegetarian, but, like, trying to use a little less meat. So maybe they just did, like, 1.5 cups of meat.
I can't find a recipe.
It's because they don't have the meat, but they do have an abundance of gravy, so they got to figure that out.
Yeah,
I'm up to my ankles in gravy, and I got to do something with it.
That's actually just their fridge is just when you open the door, just gravy just pours out.
I'm looking at this whole like all of the pages that I've sent in the Discord, and none of these recipes are for less than 4 people.
I feel like also. We've spent all this time on the meat shortcake, while the recipe at the top of the page 270 is just sitting there staring at me.
We can't talk about
this. Yeah, we can't talk about.
We can't talk about pineapple veal patties. I'm not strong enough. It's just make
I don't think
take.
I don't think I could get it through it.
You know. Veal is a contentious topic in the culinary world, because it's like a young cow that was, you know, killed before the prime of its life, before it was truly able to experience the gift of life. And so I work in a restaurant, and whenever we make veal, like, we treat it with respect. Like, you're supposed to, you know, use it in a way that you're not wasting it. It's, you're, you know, making this veal for someone to enjoy and for them to appreciate. So that this, you know, basically child's life wasn't in vain.
Pineapple.
And so when I see that you just need to chop it and mix it with fucking breadcrumbs and eggs, make it into like shitty patties and throw fucking pineapple on it.
Slices of canned pineapple.
Not even fresh. They're like, we know you're not going to the produce section.
Yeah. And a quarter cup of pineapple juice.
There wasn't enough.
I will say, it is the one recipe that I have seen that immediately gets to an ingredient mentioned in the title.
This is what the Dole Fruit Company took over Hawaii for. Was to make this for more people.
You know, I think reading these meat recipes has made me vegetarian.
I literally was about to say, I think I might become vegan after this.
Yeah, actually, in order to further distance myself, I'm actually going just straight to veganism.
All right,
immediately now.
So for our last page, I'd like us to click over to the desserts page. And at first, I'm going to be honest, I wasn't going to send this page, because I was like, well, most of these are normal. Like, we've got, like, the strawberry shortcake, the never-fail sponge cake. I'm like, oh, these are normal. But then I see the bottom of page 224.
I feel like it just... Page 224, in general. Like, I agree. Like, the bottom specifically.
Mincemeat, spice, cupcakes.
I'd like everyone to just kind of ruminate on that for a minute. Just sort of let those words roll in and out of your ears.
Let's have a moment of silence for mincemeat spice cupcakes.
Mincemeat spice cupcakes.
Moment of silence concluded. So this fucking piece of shit. Fuck. I hate it. It's like they've made this, honestly sounds good, but the first ingredient, this is the one time they skipped the foreplay and just went directly into the ingredient with 1.25 cups of mincemeat. And it's like, if you had just left that out and done the rest of this, like cloves and cinnamon and shortening and sugar and boiling water and like, you know, that sounds all right. That sounds like some nice, you know, some light, like, herb, like, tea cakes. It'd be nice for, like, you know, a light snack. But they this is the one where they open up and they're like, first off, you're gonna need some fucking meat. And I don't like it. I'm not happy about it.
Well, according to the Wikipedia, mincemeat also has chopped dried fruit and distilled spirits and spices
in it. Does it?
Yeah.
I know nothing about mincemeat.
The very first sentence on the Wikipedia page is, mincemeat is a mixture of chopped dried fruit, distilled spirit, and spices, and sometimes beef or venison.
So what's it gonna be? Because they didn't specify. As a
concept alone, like, okay, fruit, all that, good, and then they're like, hey, you know what, let's just throw some beef with this fruit and alcohol.
I'm assuming, like, it has to be two separate things. Like, you've got, like, fruit mincemeat, and then you've got, like, mincemeat, where it's, like, the actual meat. But, like, they don't specify in this recipe.
Yeah.
It's 1 1/4 cups mincemeat.
Yeah. And also, if it is just all, like, the one thing where it's you got your fruits, your distilled spirits, and also beef or venison, they don't specify which one you want to use.
No, you just fucking...
But that might just be a personal taste thing.
I can't even be fucked to read these steps. Just throw it together and hate yourself and scream at God.
Yeah.
Well, so, Cass, how you doing over there?
Well, I wanted to point out, I've been looking... this continues, there is a final ingredient, because that was only the part one of ingredients over there.
I was really hoping you would mention this, but I know what it is.
Yeah, we know. So, the final ingredient that you need to add to the mincemeat spice cupcakes is cup nut meats.
Okay, it's the worst way to describe just some, like, nuts. Like, it's... They could just be... They didn't... Again, this is one where they don't specify. Like, if I put cashews in this, or I put walnuts, or I put macadamia nuts, like, those are three very different flavors. But they're like, yeah. I don't know, fucking one of them.
Okay, I just realized I'm a dumbass, and it says... I read it as cup nut meats, but it's 1 cup nut meats. But just... The name cup nut meats is more enticing to me.
I read that as a command. Like, I need to cut my nut meats. Like, that's sort of like part 3. 3 1/4 cups sifted quick cake flour. Quick cup nut meats. Oh shit, fuck. Okay. So Cass, how are you feeling now that are you gonna make any of these tomorrow?
I might cup the nut meats.
Okay, that's exciting. What else are you going to do in the quarantine, you know? Other than cup the nut meats.
I mean, that is a very big question, and I'm going to cancel you for it. That's very rude. I'm the guest. You're meant to be getting the topics here.
Oh, wow. Well, that hurt a little bit, so I think we're going to have to transition our way into a sponsorship. All right, everybody. Now, Skell, are you a user of products?
Now and then, yeah.
How about services?
Maybe.
Well, today we've like to thank our lovely sponsor. Yeah. They provide products, services, ingenuity, invention, and more.
Oh, and more. Game changing. I was only aware of their products and their ingenuity and their invention. I was not aware of the and more.
You know, cryptocurrency,
incredible
startup, revolutionary. These are words that have been used to describe. Some other words have been abhorrent, war crime, Newt Gingrich. Those are false. Those words are incorrect. We here at do not depose foreign governments to create more products and/or services. Stop with the lies. Join us. And make sure to use offer code SCATMANONOMATOPOEIA for 25% off and free worldwide shipping.
Hell yeah.
Geet, you got a sponsor for us today?
Yes. My sponsor is headphones. Mm. I personally use them every day. I'm using them right now. I used them to listen to Scatman Onomatopoeia earlier today. I greatly enjoy headphones, highly recommend them. Use offer code Scatman Onomatopoeia to get 100% of your headphones.
I can get them all?
Yes. You can get the whole headphones.
Is this like...
Cass, did you know that we could get the headphones?
Is this like Pokemon?
Yes. Yes, there actually, like Pokemon, there's a bunch of different types of
headphones. There's 151 headphones.
And with that code, we can just catch them all.
Yes, and every few years, they double, triple, quadruple the number of headphones out there.
That's amazing.
It's truly incredible. And some of them are just really rare, and some of them are really common.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and use offer code SCATMANONOMATOPOEIA to get 100% of the headphone. None of this 50% off headphones. Mm-mm. I want both ears. I don't want just the left ear of the headphones.
I'm sick of when I order headphone and they only send me the strap that connects them. None of the cups or wires.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. That's
why I will never use a 75% off code for my headphones.
No, you want a 200% headphones.
Yes.
Well, thank you today to our two sponsors. And now I think it's time to field some audience questions.
I actually sourced questions from three different sources today.
Ooh, I've got one source, and literally one source, because it's one person.
Oh, hell yeah. And who is that one person?
That one person would be at cuttlefish@goblin.camp.
Hell yeah.
Are either of you familiar? A top-tier poster.
Yes. They are a mutual of mine, I believe.
I think they follow me.
Same here.
I don't know if I follow them back. So I might be a big leaguer here.
Everyone follows you, Cass. Because you're one of the greats.
Yes.
So, Cass, I'm going to ask you a couple of these questions. Because I feel like these are particularly in your sort of field, and then the rest of them will be for all of us, okay?
Yeah, right.
So, Cass, zebra or horse?
Well, I mean, I think a zebra is a ripoff. You can just paint the horse and you've got a zebra right there.
Mm. Correct. Okay, that's a good answer.
Hell yes.
Next question. What's the worst reason to get a dog?
That is a tough one. What is the worst reason to get a dog? No, that is a really tough question. This is the hard-hitting questions that we got to ask the presidents, you know?
We do. They have not brought this up in the debates.
That's my answer there. Ask the presidents, really.
Ask the president.
Yeah.
All right. This one's for all of us. Why are plungers like that?
Oh, that is such an interesting... That's a revolutionary question, because I had not wondered that question until exactly right now.
I've been thinking about it a lot, because as you both know, I dropped a fat log before we started this.
Yeah.
So hard, in fact, that I not only clogged my own toilet, but all of the toilets in my entire county.
Yeah. Now, that's impressive to me that you managed to do that. And not only that you managed to do that, but you managed to do it in such a short amount of time, because you were gone for, like, 5 minutes, whereas I always spend at least 30 minutes on the toilet.
Well, like, you know, sometimes I'll put some mood lighting on, I'll take my shirt off, I'll sort of play Careless Whisper, but, you know, I had Cass on the horn. I couldn't just waste time with a luxurious shit. I had to get one out quick and rush back to my little gaming chair.
True. That is a good point.
And start asking Cass the questions. And so I think, why are plungers like that? Because people are like that.
Yes.
And we build things that reflect not only our needs, but also who we are.
Hell yeah.
This is another one for all of us. Best Schoolhouse Rock song. Are you both familiar with Schoolhouse Rock?
I
absolutely.
I am, but I actually haven't seen that one.
Conjunction Function is probably my favorite.
Conjunction is a classic.
Yeah.
No, I got that mixed up with for a second. I haven't seen either of them, but I thought for a second that was the movie with Jack Black.
Oh, that's School of Rock. Yeah, no. So you have not seen Schoolhouse Rock?
No. What is it? Is that a musical as well?
It is a series of shorts.
Yes.
That I'm not sure where they came from. They were in the 80s. I think.
I'm gonna go to the Wikipedia page for it right now.
God, you know what, Cass? You've run up something like interesting because I've listened to all of them so many times, but I couldn't tell you where they come from.
Okay, so 1973 to 2009. They had a much longer run than I thought.
2009?
Yeah, that is...
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Okay.
I didn't know what this was, but then I looked it up. I know one of these. I know the Bill one.
Oh, yes. I'm just a Bill.
And that also... That explains why I don't know. This is probably very American things.
It is. It is very American. True. It is pro-imperial. It's right. It's direct from the Imperial Core.
Yes.
A random aside, another thing. I think everyone knows Charlie Brown, right?
Yeah.
Would you say that he's a big part of the holidays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Charlie Brown is an American thing, because I didn't grow up with Charlie Brown over here. It was never on.
Really?
Oh, you missed out.
That's interesting, because I've read the Peanuts cartoons, right? That is where Charlie Brown comes from, right? Like, it's the comic strip that appears in the newspaper, and when you're, you know, an 8-year-old funny little lad sitting at the table, and you've scarfed down your pancakes, and your parents won't let you get up to go back over and play Roblox on your computer, you've got to do something to kill the time. And so it's Sunday, so that means they're in color today. And you look at the comics, and that's when they've got the Peanuts. And old Charlie Brown is at it again. But I almost, if you say the words Charlie Brown to me, I instantly think of the holiday specials exclusively.
Yeah, yeah. What was your favorite one?
When I was young, it was probably the Christmas one.
Yeah, that's a classic.
But now, I have two favorites, and they're both, I think, slept on. One of them more than the other. And the one that's slept on the most is the Arbor Day one.
Yeah, I haven't even heard of that one.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
Yeah, no one's heard of this one. Do they have Arbor Day over wherever the hell, whatever hole you live in, Cass?
I assumed it was an obscure holiday even when you were speaking of it, but is that an actual American thing that everyone does, like Groundhog Day?
No, it's not like Groundhog Day. Arbor Day is a day that is referenced almost exclusively in like fourth grade history.
I had to look
history.
Up Arbor Day.
I know Arbor is like trees, but
yeah, that's it. That's all it is. It's just kind of like an appreciation of trees, and that's it.
Okay. Yeah. Also, here's a fun thing. When I googled Arbor Day, it says Friday, April 24th. Arbor Day 2020 in Nebraska. So maybe it's like a Nebraska only thing that's like so popular that it's like spilled out into the other states, but it's really just a Nebraska thing.
Wait, hold on. Okay. Okay, so it was started in Nebraska. Anyways, I just really like the shot competition. The shot composition in the Arbor Day one. Like, I think it's really nice. But my actual favorite is Easter. The Easter one.
Oh, I don't remember the Easter one that much.
Oh, it's great. Scooby looks into... Not Scooby.
Snoopy.
What the fuck's the dog's... Snoopy. Snoopy looks into like a...
Getting your S cartoon dogs mixed up? What the
Snoopy
fuck?
Snoopy looks into like a Fabergé egg and he sees like women dancing around and he gets really excited in a department store. It's great.
Hell yeah.
So, without doxing yourself, I can bleep this out if you want, but Cass, where do you live right now?
Australia.
Okay, so Arbor Day has been observed in Australia since the 20th of June, 1889. National Schools Tree Day is held on the last Friday of July for schools, and National Tree Day the last Sunday in July throughout Australia.
See, this is a good thing. None of this happening? It's always good when you get to read something like that, big blanket statements, and then you have someone like me as proof. I did not...
That it's not
real. Yeah, I didn't remember any of that happening. Maybe it does, but when I went to school, that didn't happen. The only day I can think of that you guys wouldn't have had in from school, off the top of my head, would be Clean Up Australia Day.
Yeah, no.
Obviously, America doesn't clean up Australia.
We have never cleaned up anything.
But yeah,
we barely.
Basically, everything that happens there is like, you know, at school when you got like the beginning of the day, and you know, before class, you're just hanging out, whatever.
I cannot relate to this because I was homeschooled my whole life. Sorry, can't relate.
Okay, well, basically, normally there's like a in America, what do they call it, like homeroom? It varies. I don't think. Doesn't matter. The point is,
right?
In this allotted time period on Clean Up Australia Day, you just go around pick up trash.
Okay, nice. Do you happen to live in Victoria?
No. Oh, is the Arbor Day news there, or do you need something from there?
They've got an Arbor Week.
Okay.
Which was suggested by Rupert Dick Hammer in the 80s. I just like now, that's the name, a good Dick name. Hammer. Anyways, we haven't answered the question. Best Schoolhouse Rock song. So you said Conjunction Junction. Cass, you only know the Bill song. Yeah.
I didn't even know I didn't even know it was a song. I just know I'm a Bill. And then it was on The Simpsons. That's all I know. No, like the Bill's I don't remember why, but the Bill's depressed. Isn't it?
No, he's not.
Because he's just a Bill, not even a law.
I love your inflection that you did. You go, I'm a Bill. Just no. So basically, it's an explanation to children of how the lawmaking process is supposed to work, even though it doesn't, and our democracy is broken. If it did work, the "I'm just a Bill" song is the way it's supposed to function. Where basically it takes you through the whole process of like, oh, first I go to the Senate, and then if I get passed, I go to the House, and then whatever. It's not important, but it's a sick Motown track.
Right.
But my personal favorite song is probably Interjections is pretty good. Unpack Your Adjectives, yeah. Though. It's got to be Unpack Your Adjectives.
Sorry to interrupt, no, however, but I just remembered Ready or Not, Here I Come, which is the 5 times tables.
Oh, fuck.
I just remembered that was that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which reads like an indie horror film.
It really does.
All right, I think we answered that question.
I feel like we could continue on this question. We could dedicate a whole episode
to discussing Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah.
Alright, well, Geet, you got any questions for us today?
Yes. I have questions from 3 different sources, actually. So, I, of course, both Masto and Twitter. But then I also posted on my Instagram story. And I got one question that was actually a question for the podcast and not about the podcast.
Okay.
Which is from my good friend, Jesus. How many fingers am I holding?
Cass, how many fingers?
7.
7. Okay.
I'm going to go with no. It's like an Animal Crossing character that you're just sort of waving like a nub.
Okay.
Like
I'm going to say... I think he's holding 3.
Okay. So I think we answered that question.
He's got, like, one hand, and then he's, like, holding, like, index finger, middle finger, and ring finger with the other hand. He's got the pinkies and thumbs on the outside. That's how many I think he's holding. 3.
Yeah, okay. Good answer. Any other questions?
Yes. I have some questions from Masto and from Twitter.
Ooh, let's fancy. Take a look.
Yes, I only got one response on Twitter because Twitter is a hell site that doesn't give a shit about anyone.
I've never used Twitter. That's a lie. I use Twitter a lot, but I don't anymore.
Yeah, basically, Twitter is only good for a few things, and that is finding, like,
like having posts from friends that for some reason refuse to make an account on Masto, and then also group chats. That's it. That's the only good reason to use Twitter.
All right, well, what was your Twitter question?
The Twitter question was, how easy is it being cheesy? And that is from @SpaceDrake1, who's also on Masto.
Who's so on Masto.
Yeah.
Space, hold on. I have to toot right now,
so everyone's going to think... yeah, I know he follows me on Twitter, but I don't know if he follows me on Masto.
So I just posted that Space Drake is canceled for being on Twitter. I had to put that on the timeline.
Hell yeah.
No, but, well, I think before we can answer that question, we have to ask, also, who amongst us is the most cheesy?
Oh, that is a good question.
All right, well, let's each make a case. We'll go left to right. So, Cass, how cheesy are you?
Last time I had cheese was... Shit, actually. Last week? Yeah, last week. I had cheese last week.
Last week?
So, if any of you can beat that, ooh.
When's the last time you had cheese, Geet?
So, actually, I eat cheese almost every day.
So, you had cheese
usually
today?
I had some mac and cheese today. It was not very cheesy mac and cheese, though. Usually I put it in my oatmeal. That's how I usually consume my cheese. Big fan of savory oatmeal with the cheese.
Alright, so did you have cheese today?
Yes. Okay. I had it in some mildly cheesy mac and cheese.
Okay. Well, I have had no cheese today, so I guess, Geet, this is to you. How easy is it being cheesy?
It's pretty easy, you know? Usually, like I said, most days I just have it in oatmeal, savory oatmeal. I personally switched to savory oatmeal from sweet oatmeal rather recently. And I usually put, cheese, salt, pepper, maybe some other seasonings, if I have something else on hand. Usually red pepper flakes is good. Get that good, spicy, cheesy.
I've never had savory oatmeal. I don't think I like oatmeal, so I'm gonna have to try it savory, because I prefer savory breakfast food.
Yeah, it's actually really good. And I, like, after doing that, I've, like, started taking more time with my oatmeal. Instead of, like, just throwing it in the microwave, I'll, like, make it on the stove. Which requires a little bit more attention, because you have to stir it occasionally. And you have to remember to set a timer, because if you don't, then that's a lot of stress of trying to remember when you started making oatmeal. Which I've done that a few times. I've probably done it this week. But yeah.
Hey, Geet, did you just get the rent strike post?
Yes, I did.
How about you, Cass? Did you get the rent strike?
Was that, like, on somewhere, or...?
On Masto, yeah.
It's sort of like the, Do Not Marry American Wife
guy. I have not tweeted for an hour, so no, I've not got that.
Okay.
Okay, I guess everyone who just posted...
Well, yeah, I got this message. About 20 minutes ago. It was on...
You got it 20 minutes ago.
Shout out to my post... Shout out to my post, it goes, quarantined, yeah.
That's actually
funny.
That was
the post that Renstrike decided to respond to.
Renstrike responded to my, Space Drake is canceled for being on Twitter.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, that's good. We're gonna have to veer into serious territory for a second here. Hey, do activism, like, for real, like, in your real, actual space that you live. Don't just, like, post to random people. That's not gonna do anything. You know, get tips. Yeah. Get tips online from your organizing, but don't, like, you know, just post and be like, yeah, I've done praxis, because you haven't. This is not how you do a rent strike. Organize with people that have the same landlord. What am I supposed to do? I don't pay rent. I live with my parents.
I think that, you know, by me living with my parents, I sort of have just been on a lifelong rent strike.
Yeah. Well, perfect. So, do we have any other questions, Geet?
Yeah. So, let's take a look at, okay. So, this comes from, Brian at bclender at macedon.technology. Who is Sage and why is he turban? That was the one response that I got to, hey, y'all, we're about to record the podcast. Please give us questions.
Who is Sage and why is he turban?
Yes, of course, in reference to the classic Matt to turban Sage. It honestly, that too is so iconic. Do we even need to put it in the show notes?
Yes.
In the works cited page?
Yes, okay. Because I when I listened to Nothing But the Toot and they talked about the cringy toot for like an hour and I couldn't find it, it killed me.
Okay. Yeah. Alright, well I will. Oh shit, because KNZK like is down, I'll have to like see if someone did a like an post archive. It on archive.org. And if not, I'll like take a screenshot and upload it somewhere.
We'll find it.
Yeah. We'll somehow get it. Yeah. That was the one response that... hang on. Wait, let me see. I think you got, like, in the give us a topic for the episode post that you did. Did we get more questions from that?
I mean, we got one, if you want to take a look at that.
Yeah, let's take a look at...
We didn't actually answer that question, but that's because, in my opinion, it's very obvious. If you have to ask that, then you don't really know the toot, because in the toot...
You don't deserve.
Yeah, but I'm gonna say it anyways, why it's so obvious. Because in just the fact that he's a turban sage, why is he a turban sage? It's because he's the dude, it says in the post, he's the dude who's gonna make turbans or something like that.
Yeah. It's in the first line of the post.
The first line.
The very first line. You know, I actually saw that too before hearing the song that it was
referencing. Me too.
Me too.
I thought that's
okay.
I thought that's half of the reason why the toot works, because no one knows the fucking song.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Sorry, I just had to do some on pod moderation as I just banned the rent strike post guy. I suspended that. But you know, these things happen. I think that's, do we have any more questions? I want to save what friend Casey sent us for the next episode.
Okay, yes. We could just do a whole episode revolving around what Casey just sent us.
Yeah, so we're gonna wait on that.
Yeah.
But, all right, Cass, do you have any parting words for the cast, for the pod?
I'm just a bill.
And thank God that you are, frankly. And that's it. That's all it's gonna be.
This show is a proud member of the Mastodon Podcast Network.